Welcome back. This is our Business to Business segment. As a certified financial planner, my job is to really put the best team in place for our clients. So I'm in studio today with our business resource team. We have estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs and the president of AE Life Division, Jim Bowman. And today I think it's going to be a fantastic segment because we're going to talk about evaluating your business. That means what is your business worth? And Jim, you've been in the insurance business for your whole life, which is a long time. And and Steve, you're a state attorney. So yes, you run into this all the time. And people really don't know how to evaluate or value their business. And what do you run into, Jim?
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Alfie. And the problem with not knowing what your business is worth is it's probably most business owners' biggest asset. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're planning to sell or liquidate or transfer wealth for their own retirement plan. And so a lot of people just run hard, but they really don't understand the value of the business.
Right. It's a good point, Jim. You know, in your buy-sell agreement, you know, when you're coordinating in advance, or who would buy your business if you could no longer operate it? You know, it's a key part of that buy-sell to decide how it's going to be valued. And I've found over the years that business owners, it's one of the most confusing questions is how would it be valued? What kind of formula would be put to the test? And so it needs to be figured out in advance as part of that planning process.
And one of the things that I've seen for people who may have done a buy-sell 10, 15, 20 years ago, that valuation is so outdated. And it can really leave a damaged goods if one person exits the business, whether it's passing away or they want to retire it.
Yeah.
That valuation's mm-hmm. still there until it's redone.
Right. And just to add to what you just said, Jim, the insurance side of it, obviously the life insurance, if it's funding a buyout, which is often commonly the case, that may need to be adjusted and monitored over the years. And so if it's not, then you could have a situation where you don't have enough liquidity to have the business bought out.
So that's what it's all about, is to have liquidity. So when someone does exit, you know, prematurely by death or by retirement, there's a plan in place so you're not inheriting the spouse of the one that wants to retire.
Right.
Or, you know, it's money, liquid money to buy it. Now we're talking about this because we have the resources for our listeners to give us a call. If you have a business that is, you know, producing, you know, a decent amount of income, you know, $500,000 of revenue or up to $20 million, even $100 million, we can value your business, which is it's like 99.9% accurate. We use your numbers. And this does it for you. Now, this used to cost a ton of money to have CPA firms do this. That's why no one really has it done. But we can do that for you. We have the knowledge, and we have the software. We have the program to do this for you. So if you'd like to know what your business is worth, give us a call. I'm not going to charge you for this, but this and it's really it's so important information to have. I mean,
well, what it allows you to do, and again, this is going to value your business. There's five different techniques or ways to value a business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to look at the specific industry that this business owner's in. It'll also, you know, address any issues as far as disruption of revenue. Maybe you had a bad year 2 years ago. You can factor all these things into account to come up with a real number that then you can do some planning on. And the main one is probably just for the retirement plan.
Not only that, Jim, it's live, so it adjusts yearly.
Yeah. Yes.
And guys, just to throw this in, you know, if there's going to be an interfamily dispute to avoid, right, what's it going to concern? At the end of the day, you know, it's going to be maybe the value of the business. So it's so important.
Oh, you got to get this done. So, and we're not charging for it, and this is the real deal, guys. So give us a call, and this is just one of the examples of many that we try to do when we do our business to business segment. But give us a call. I know you're busy, but this is something that's worthwhile to call about, and this will tell you what your value of your business is. Everybody wants to know that. It's good for you and your family. And our phone number is 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com.